WBOB News Time, it's 5 o'clock.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump says he'll veto a congressional resolution revoking his declaration of an emergency at the southern border.
After 12 Republican senators joined Democrats to oppose the emergency declaration, President Trump tweeted one word, veto, in all caps. Earlier, he predicted the outcome of the vote, but said Congress doesn't have enough votes to override his veto.
No, I'll probably have to veto, and it's not going to be overturned.
The veto will be the president's first since taking office more than 2 years ago. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has convened an emergency meeting with senior military officials following a rocket attack on Tel Aviv from the Gaza Strip. The military says two rockets were apparently fired from Gaza, setting off air raid sirens in Israel's commercial and cultural capital. It was the first time Tel Aviv has been targeted since a 2014 war with Gaza terrorists. Israel is likely to respond. For the third time in a week, the top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee has released transcripts of closed-door testimony from former top officials at the Justice Department and FBI.
This time, Georgia's Doug Collins releasing a transcript of closed-door testimony from former FBI counterintelligence agent Peter Strzok. And Collins vowing,
I will continue to work to release as many transcripts as possible. The American people deserve transparency and the truth.
Previously, Collins has released transcripts of testimony from former FBI agent Lisa Page and former Justice Department official Bruce Orr. Collins claims the transcripts show a pattern of corruption at the FBI and Justice Departments pertaining to the Russia probe and the Clinton email investigation.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. After weeks of political gridlock, the British Parliament voted Thursday to seek to postpone the country's departure from the European Union, a move that will likely avert a chaotic withdrawal on the scheduled exit date of March 29th. On Wall Street, the Dow by 7 points, but the Nasdaq dropped 12. More on these stories at townhall.com.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, and MLS 128231. Equal housing lender not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 800-815-4802, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. Dial 800-815-4802. That's 800-815-4802. Make the cash call today. That's 800-815-4802.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. The IRS will soon update the W-4 form used by employees at their workplace to better reflect the recent changes to federal tax law. The U.S. Treasury says that the IRS will update the form in the coming weeks for the 2019 tax year. Tax planning is important, especially as you reach retirement. And here to help us understand just how important that is XP award-winning retirement specialist Peter LaLiberty from Liberty Advisory Group. Peter, tax planning is a key part of retirement.
It's a very key part of our plan, and most advisors really don't deal with tax planning going forward, but we do. The tax laws have changed and tax rates have gone down. That's provided an amazing opportunity for retirees today who never thought their taxes would go down. So we're looking at things like Roth conversions and tax-efficient portfolios and things like that to help you get through retirement. So a real retirement plan like the kind that we build address taxes as well as market risk and income and everything that's important in retirement. So here's what I like to do. For the first 20 people who call in, let's do a retirement plan MRI. Let's stress test your portfolio where I can show you where your risk is, what you're paying in fees, and what the likelihood of your plan succeeding going forward. We can provide that for you. So the first 20 who call in and come and see me, we'll do that. And we'll also go over the new Social Security rules and the new tax rules and provide you with a 2019 Social Security cheat sheet and hopefully with a full-blown retirement plan that can literally change your life if you're willing to make some changes.
Peter, that sounds great. I like the idea of stress testing my retirement. And again, you can too by just giving us a call. The next 20 callers, 888-508-2119. That's 888-508-2119. Better yet, just text the word Liberty to 21000. That's Liberty to 21000.
Men suffering from ED or PE, an important message from Men's Choice Medical Center.
I'm Dr. Sheikh, MD. Have pills like Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra let you down? At Men's Choice Medical Center, our custom blended medications have guys lasting longer than ever. No pain, no surgery, and it's affordable.
Call 904-600-3133. Guaranteed results first visit or you pay nothing. Call now, 904-600-3133.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're seeing a few delays because of a multi-vehicle accident in the clearing stages on I-95 northbound at the exit at Bowden Road. Also in St. Johns County, there's some emergency vehicles on I-95 southbound before State Road 207 and a disabled vehicle on I-95 northbound before the Fuller Warren Bridge near downtown. Breezy this afternoon, tonight partly cloudy, low 61, Friday mostly sunny, high 84.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
This episode of Retire Now Radio is brought to you by Liberty Advisory Group. Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter LaLiberty nor his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Welcome to Retire Now Radio. On today's show, we're going to discuss the retirement crisis in America today and how you can fix it, and the three things that every retirement plan must have or it will fail. We're going to reveal all that today on Retire Now Radio.
And now, Retire Now Radio. Asset protection, tax reduction, and holistic planning. Featuring North Florida's leading retirement specialist, Peter LaLiberty.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and this is Retire Now Radio. And in studio with me is Peter LaLiberty, North Florida's leading retirement specialist, president and CEO of Liberty Advisory Group, as well as certified financial fiduciary. Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm good, Steve. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Kind of an exciting time. I mean, here we are, brand new show, letting folks know that we're out there and what you guys do, which is remarkable. Retire Now Radio. I like the sound of that. That's got a good feel to it.
Yes, yeah, it does.
So Liberty Advisory Group, you guys are a full-service firm, and you specialize in holistic financial planning, and you also work on that area of, you know, switching from that acquisition phase to the distribution phase when it comes to retirement.
Yeah, that's right, Steve. We are retirement specialists. That's the field that we work in. And there's a distinct difference between investing for retirement and investing in retirement. And it really requires a shift in the way that you not only do your investing, but the planning that you do. And that's what we do. We work with folks who are getting ready to retire, or they want to stay retired, or they want a better retirement. And that's all we do.
Well, absolutely. And again, when we talk about holistic financial planning, what are we talking about? What makes that different?
So the things that my clients are concerned about are things like Social Security, Medicare, income planning, tax planning, health care planning, all the things that really the senior market is concerned about. So a holistic plan really encompasses everything that is retirement. It's not just investing. It's a completely different discipline compared to when we're 30 or 40 years old. We just need a different approach, and that's what we do. So it's more of a, we have a bit of a pick and choose practice. Not everyone needs everything that we do, but we do all things retirement, and we believe in holistic planning to address investing and address income in a very specific way.
And I mentioned at the beginning, a certified financial fiduciary. You're a member of the National Association of Certified Financial Fiduciaries. That's really key, and that's really important to someone, because I know you're looking out for me then.
Well, here's you have two choices. You can work with a broker, or you can work with a fiduciary. And the difference is, a broker sells a product,
That's basically it. And they can act in the best interest of the company. Whereas a fiduciary educates and has a process, must have a process, and must put the client's needs first. So we talk about the client's goals and what they want to accomplish before we ever talk about investing or any kind of products. What we're trying to do, Steve, is simply find out what your goals are and then find what solution will give you the results that you want to have, the life that you want. It's kind of that simple, but there's not just one product, one size fits all. It's a holistic approach to planning, and every plan is customized.
Well, and that's the key. In other words, because I think a lot of folks think, well, if I go in, then they're going to be the same thing as this and this and this. And my guess is when you see people, you probably see plans that are basically the same one to the next, and that's where you make things different and customize it just for them.
What I see every day is that people don't have a plan. They're doing, probably they're working with a broker, and they always have. And it's scary because I'm seeing people investing the same way they did in 2007 before the major crash of 08. I'm seeing people investing exactly as they were when they were 40. And it doesn't work in retirement. We have a very specific plan that's called the Liberty Formula. And through the formula, we're going to identify the purpose of money. And the purpose of money should dictate what you do with it. For instance, Steve, the purpose of savings is that it's for an emergency. It's for a peace of mind. It should not be invested. So it should be in the bank. The purpose of an IRA or a 401k, for instance, is for income, right? It's a pension replacement. But it's not really a pension. You have to do it yourself. So the purpose of that is income. So it should at some point be producing income. Right. This is the shift that we're talking about between investing for retirement and investing in retirement. It requires a completely different discipline. And we have these tools available to use in each one of our buckets, whether it's now, soon, or later, to do investing or income planning or tax planning and identify that, you know, that bucket, if you will, and put it in the right place.
Folks, 888-508-2119 is the number you can call, and you can get in. And you're offering a no-fee, no-cost, no-obligation consultation today, aren't you?
Well, we are, and I don't charge planning fees. So anyone who wants to come in and really look at a different approach that you haven't considered, a real expert approach to retirement, give us a call. Come on in. We'll spend some time together. And exactly how it works, Steve, is we're going to spend about 45 minutes together just deciding whether we need to meet again. And that's it. We're not going to get into products or things like that. I'm going to show you what we do. I'm going to show you exactly what we do, exact examples. And if it's right, if it's what you're looking for, and you feel you came to the right place, and I think you will, then we'll meet again and we'll dig deep and we'll build the plan to give you the retirement that you want.
So if someone's getting to that point, I mean, at what age should we think about that? 45, 50, somewhere in that neighborhood to really start planning for retirement, start getting the big picture?
Well, let me be clear, Steve. We really work with people who are older, who are closer to retirement, who have accumulated assets, but
okay,
they don't have a plan. Right? They are closer to retirement than, you know, they were 10 years ago, obviously.
Obviously.
But it's people who, or maybe people who are getting ready to retire right now because today came sooner than they thought and they haven't planned and they have 401ks and things like that. They don't know what to do with them. That's where we put everything into a plan. So that's really our clientele is people who are in or near retirement, who haven't really planned or maybe feel they don't have the right plan or they're with a broker and they want to be with a fiduciary. We don't really specialize in working with 30 and 40-year-olds
right,
to, you know, prepare for retirement. That's really what brokers do more of.
Well, and again, when it comes time for that transition, that's where it makes sense, and that's where the holistic approach and the tactical management that you guys do, you know, to sort of help take that worry out of retirement. I mean, you help us relax. You help us sleep better at night.
It's crucial to have the retirement that you want. See, unlike the medical field, our industry, the financial industry, hasn't really differentiated experts, right? You can't look in the phone book in the old days and look under retirement specialist. Everyone's kind of lumped together, and that's unfortunate because there are different specialists in our field, just like in the medical field, and my specialty is retirement. And we do things completely different from what most people are used to. And we've taken advantage of technology to do reporting, and our clients don't go a week without knowing where they are if they want. And we really leverage that technology in addition to old school, you know, paper to build a plan that our clients understand. Right. In the next segment, let's talk about the three things that you have to have. I'll reveal kind of the secret formula, three things you must have in a retirement plan or it will not work. There's actually a formula, and I'll reveal that next time. We'll talk about it when we get together.
That sounds good. And so will you help us with Social Security? I mean, that's a big decision, too.
Social Security is the best deal going, but you better get it right. So we do Social Security workshops locally every month. When you call us, if you want to come to a workshop, give us a call. We'll tell you when the next one is. We'll teach you all about Social Security. Every one of my clients goes through a Social Security analysis to make sure they're doing it right. And, you know, they changed the rules, though, on Social Security. So there's not a lot of strategies left like there used to be.
Right.
But you really have to get it right. And it is generally the largest income asset that a client has. It's generally producing more income than anything else. And it's tax efficient. It's for life. It's a really good deal. But you got to get it right. So, yes, we do a lot of Social Security planning. We have the software for it. We have the workshop for it. We have, you know, we build it into your plan. And we'll talk about that when we meet as well.
And that, I mean, again, that's such a critical part of the decision-making process. And again, like you said, Social Security, that's, I mean, essentially that's an annuity. I mean, that's a, you know, that's lifetime income. And, you know, like you said, we've got to have that income plan to complete our retirement plan. You just can't do it without it.
There's no retirement without income. And what I can promise everyone listening, if they're not in retirement yet, that when you get there, what's going to matter most is income. You'll invest for income, not for so much for growth, because you have to have income, and that's what we help you to do. And that's rule number one: is get as much income as you can, guaranteed.
Sure. Sure. So, I mean, Peter, what are we offering folks today? I mean, I know this is the first time out. People are kind of just getting to know you and understand. They may have seen or heard of you before, but getting to know you this way, what are we going to do? What are you doing for folks today?
Yeah, so this version of the show is new. We used to have another show on the radio. I stopped doing it, and we do workshops every month. So what we're doing is not new. This show is new, and it's going to be different. I can promise you that. So what I'd like to offer is, again, a consultation with me in our office to see if we can help. That's really it. We'll show you what we do, how we do it, exactly what a plan looks like, because you have to have a plan. And if we can help, we'll spend time together, and we'll build a relationship going forward. But it starts just with a meeting, a brief meeting. If you'd like to do that, give us a call.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Peter, give us a call, folks, 888-508-2119. Here's an opportunity, folks, to come on in, sit down, and maybe begin to put that financial roadmap together and let Peter the Liberty translate for you a lot of complex financial world into something that's, well, very clear and easy to understand. Here it is, an excellent chance for you to get a practical financial review, and it's a phone call away, 888-508-2119. You're going to get that comprehensive financial review that Peter just talked about. It's going to show you where you are right now, but most importantly, you'll find it becomes a roadmap, a guide, if you will, to help get you where you need to be when it comes to retirement. So right now, just give us a call right now, 888-508-2119. Again, 888-508-2119. Or you can text the word LIBERTY to 21000. That's LIBERTY to 21000.
So stay tuned. When we return to Retire Now Radio, I will reveal the three things that a retirement plan must have or it will fail. You can have these three things. You can build the retirement that you want. You can have the life that you want. The plan has to have these three things, and this is what we do. Coming up next.
Some people accept the default contribution level that their employer chooses. Most employers choose 2% to 3% as their default level. Yet, financial advisors typically recommend a combined employer-employee contribution rate of 10% to 15%. We recommend that people with a household income of $50,000 to $100,000 save between 12 to 15% of their income. Workers earning less than $50,000 should try to save 9% to 12%. If that sounds high to you, consider starting at the level of your employer match, then add 1% each time you get a raise. For example, suppose you get a raise of 3%. Increase your contribution to your 401k by 1% and still get the 2% raise. Continue doing this until you get to the recommended level of savings.
We are back. This is Retire Now Radio. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. And, of course, with me in studio is Peter LaLiberty, North Florida's leading retirement specialist. He's president and CEO of Liberty Advisory Group, a certified financial fiduciary. That's important. We're going to talk about that. So, Peter, you've really piqued my interest here. The three must-haves for a successful retirement. I'm ready. I'm ready to take some notes.
There's three components to a successful retirement, Steve, that we talk about all the time. And you must have them in order for your retirement to succeed. And if you don't, there's a very good chance it's going to fail, especially if there's another correction in the market like 2008. And there might be. There probably will be at some point. So here they are. These are the three things that we build into every one of our plans.
Okay.
Number one, we have to get as much guaranteed income as we can possibly get, including maximizing Social Security, which we can show you how to do. We want to ideally have enough guaranteed income for two, if it's a married couple, to pay at least your basic expenses, right? Which means you may have to do things like annuities or dividends or whatever it takes to get the guaranteed income.
Sure.
We're going to use the tools to get the results, right? That's always the theme that we use, regardless of what the tool is. If it's going to work to create guaranteed income and get you the results that you want, then we use it. Two is we have to manage risk. And this is huge. The risks of retirement are not just stock market risk, but they're tax risk, right? There's longevity risk. There's health risk. There's sequence of returns risk, which is a whole workshop. That's the biggest thing, the biggest problem facing retirees today is the sequence of returns risk, and no one's talking about that. So we'll do a segment on that as well. We have to professionally manage your risk. That's two. And three is you have to have a written plan that you understand. And I don't mean some 200-page piece of software, generated book that you don't understand.
Right.
Just a simple plan. I mean, it's called the Liberty Formula, which differentiates money that's from between green, yellow, and red. And, money you need sooner rather than later. And the plan is laid out where you understand that it's part of your deliverable binder. It shows you the income that you can expect over your life expectancy, and it's simple, right?
Mm-hmm.
So those are the three things you simply have to have. We insist on having to build a plan, and if we can't do it, then we can't do a plan. So again, to recap, guaranteed income, one. Number two, manage risk. And number three, have a written plan that you understand.
Can we talk
that
about
that? Make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. It makes sense. Can we talk about risk for a second? I think people I think that might be misunderstood by some people. And you mentioned, I don't know, in a moment there, you mentioned, I think, four different kinds of risk. And I'm not sure people really understand that there are different kinds of risk. And when you talk about, like, say, for example, longevity risk, what does that mean?
And longevity risk is simply outliving your money.
Well, we don't want to do that.
We don't want to do that. Said another way, living too long, which is not a nice way to say it. But the government has a plan for our IRAs and 401ks and all that. All the money we're saving for retirement, they have a plan for it. And it's called required minimum distributions or a liquidation of your accounts over your lifetime. So why not do it more efficiently, more elegantly? Let's get more income. Let's make sure we can manage that risk so that if you do happen to outlive that money and run out of capital or run out of principal, you won't run out of income. We have to structure it that way. Whenever there's a plan for your money, whoever it's from, there's generally a better way to do it, especially during distribution. Because you mentioned earlier what the mistake people make, Steve, is they go from accumulation or working to distribution or retirement without ever having a plan in between, which is preservation. They never have the plan. If you go right, and here's an example, want to talk about risk. The sequence of returns risk means if your money is in the market, which 90% of the money that I see is, and I'm not advocating that, we take more out than in, but if your money is in the market, like most is, and the market corrects during distribution and it goes down, the plan's going to fail. Here's an example. If you, Steve, let's say you were 65 and you retired in 2007,
okay,
early in 2007, and you were taking money out of the market, or even let's just say 2004 or two even. So during that time where the market went up 5 years in a row, your plan would have worked just fine because the market was going up. You were taking out less than the growth, so you had a good retirement. Same person who retired in 2008 when the market was at its all-time high before the crash, their plan failed because there was a major market correction while they were in the distribution phase. And that's a recipe for disaster. That's the sequence of returns risk. I don't know what the sequence of returns going to be the next 10 years. I know the market's going to do one of three things. It's going to go up, it's going to go down, or it's going to go sideways. And it's going to do all three of those, right?
Of course.
So that's a risk we have to eliminate. We want to make sure inside of your plan that you have at least 5 years of income that's not subject to market risk, so you know that you don't have to panic. Do you follow me?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, how comforting is that for someone to know that they're going to be protected, that, you know, there's money that's safe. And I you know, no matter what, we're still going to have a little risk out there. But again, to protect that, you know, that one bucket of money is critical.
You have to have you've got to segment your funds into different time periods, if you will, to produce as much income as you can. An ideal plan will have rising income as we get older, because you're going to need more money when you get older, especially if someone takes Social Security early and they take a big penalty because they need the money. Well, then you're locking that in forever, except for a little bit of COLA. So we want to see more income, you know, as we get older. That's another, that's managing longevity risk, or, you know, outliving your money risk.
Right.
We can eliminate that. We absolutely eliminate that risk, so you don't have to worry about it anymore. That's what we do every day. The Liberty Formula is a trademark process that everyone goes through, that the end result is a holistic plan.
And that becomes really, really important for folks. All right, let's go back to income. So creating that income, if, you know, a lot of folks are going to have more than Social Security, and that's a good thing, and you can help that money grow.
Yeah, but I want to be clear about the growth. We're shifting our focus from growth to income. If we can't solve income, we can't solve growth. And that's the order. We have to have, ideally, enough green money or safe money that's not invested, that's in the bank, so that you're comfortable knowing if you need to grab money tomorrow, you don't have to jump through hoops. And then we want to develop a plan that's safe money, but still invested, but producing income.
Sure.
Right?
Yep.
If we can't do that and get 5 years of income that you can count on, then we can't do investing. I can't work with that client if we can't build those first two buckets. Our investing, if you will, our money that's in the market that we help to grow, is long-term stuff. It's you don't have to panic if the market, like last year, the market was down across the board. So everybody lost money for the most part. But if it's later money, then you're not going to have to panic and sell because we haven't affected your day-to-day life. So our investing in retirement is different, right? It's defined differently than investing pre-retirement. It's money you can afford to lose, for lack of a better way to say
it. Okay, that makes sense. And so, again, creating the income, that's the goal. And then, you know, when folks leave, they're going to have a written plan. And you said it's not some, you know, 38-page printout. This is something that someone can look at and get a handle on what's in store and what they have.
Yep. We're going to do a before snapshot. Here's where you are if you don't do anything. We can stress test. This is what I like to offer today as well. We can stress test your portfolio to show you the likelihood of success if you don't do anything. So we'll do a before snapshot. Here's where you are. Here's your different buckets. You maybe haven't identified them yet. We'll identify them. And if you stay on this path, we'll stress test what you're doing. If it performs the way it's supposed to, what's the likelihood that your plan's going to work? And you might be just fine. But we'll do that. I invite you to come in and do that. And then we'll build an after plan. What if you made these changes? What if we addressed the three components that we need to address, and we fix longevity and risk and all this other stuff and create income? What if you did it this way? And we'll kind of compare the two, and you pick what you want to do. That's
And then when we're done, the plan is really simple. You're still going to have your before. You're going to have your after. You're going to have your income projections and your guarantees. And you're going to know that, you know, hopefully you'll have enough saved where you know you're not going to run out of money. There are tools available. We can do this. We do it every day.
How cool is it, a part of your job, that you can do that, help people get there? You can take that, you can adjust the plan, you give them some choices, and knowing that they're going to be taken care of, that's got to make you feel good.
It does. I love what I do. I'm blessed to do what I do. But there's also reasons that I do what I do because of what's happened in my own family, which as we go through the show in subsequent weeks, we'll talk about some of that stuff.
Sure.
But because you have to have a purpose, right? And,
yes.
And this is my thing. This is my purpose. And I love doing it. And we're good at it. And we're just getting better.
Well, again, let's take this opportunity to invite folks to give us a call, Peter. So again, that stress test, that's a really good thing. So come on, folks, give us a call. It's a chance to come on in, sit down, and Peter just said it, put a financial roadmap together, and they can help translate for you a lot of complex financial world into something that's, well, very clear and easy to understand. It's a true practical financial review. If you've never done it before, no time like the present. If you haven't put a plan together and you're getting close to retirement, now's the time. It's a phone call away, 888-508-2119. You'll get that comprehensive financial review that'll show you where you are right now, like he just said, but also it becomes this roadmap that can help get you where you need to be when it comes to retirement. So give us a call, 888-508-2119. Again, 888-508-2119, or just text the word LIBERTY to 21000. That's LIBERTY to 21000.
Coming up next on Retire Now Radio, we're going to talk a little bit about some recent clients. We're going to tell you a story about, you know, what we're doing for people, what we're seeing, and see if that maybe resonates with you. Retire Now Radio, thanks for listening.
In many ways, a marriage is a financial enterprise. There are bills to pay, assets to manage, and records to keep track of. In many marriages, one partner handles all the money matters. This may work fine until that spouse passes away. The surviving spouse is especially vulnerable if key documents and information are hard to find or understand. A great strategy would be to head off problems by keeping a financial notebook, which would be accessible to their loved one in time of loss. Don't let a difficult conversation get in the way of protecting your loved ones.
Back. This is Retire Now Radio, and in studio with me, of course, Peter LaLiberty, North Florida's leading retirement specialist. He is a certified financial fiduciary. That's a great thing to be. But Peter, let's talk about that for a second. Tell me, what is a certified financial fiduciary? I mean, I think the term fiduciary is bandied about a lot and probably not fully understood. What makes you different?
So let's talk about fiduciary just for a minute. I'll tell you a quick story.
Sure.
The Department of Labor, okay, a couple of years ago, passed something called the fiduciary rule, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the intent was this. The intent was to make everyone who is working with retirement accounts a fiduciary, right? Mm-hmm. You can be a fiduciary or you can be a broker. A broker, which is what most advisors are, a broker can act in the best interest of the company, and they sell a product. They're more of transactional.
Okay.
A fiduciary, on the other hand, is legally required to act in the best interest of the client. So the Department of Labor said, hey, everyone who's working with retirement accounts must be a fiduciary. This is a real problem, Steve. And I'm going to tell everyone out there who's listening, the hardest job in America today is being an older person left who loses their spouse without enough income. No one is looking out for that person, especially if it's a woman. It's the hardest job in America. We have to address that. We talk about this all the time. No one's looking out for that person, and somebody has to have your back. So I, as a fiduciary, have to put your best interest first, which means I have to have a process, which means we have to have, you know, a way to eliminate risks and so forth. So the Department of Labor, okay, said, okay, from now on, everyone is a fiduciary, which means all these other brokers out there, they're going to have to get licensing, they're going to have to change the way they do things, they're going to have to put... Wall Street didn't like that. So they fought it. Even though it was implemented, even though it was passed, it was in the courts for a while. And when I say that, there's nobody looking out for older retirees, mm-hmm. for older folks. I'm not kidding. This is a real problem. Wall Street didn't like this. So as of June of 2018, the fiduciary rule was revoked. It was killed. The Department of Labor lost in court, and as of June, brokers can be brokers again. So I don't know what that tells you, but what that tells me is that there are segments of the investment world, or Wall Street, if you will, that doesn't want to act in your best interest. They don't have to act in your best interest. And that's one thing when you're 30 or 40 years old.
Right.
But when you're in retirement and there's nobody, there's no benefits available to you, there's no one looking out for you, you're really on your own, there's no more pensions, all this stuff is gone unless you're fortunate to have a government pension or something like that. You got to have somebody on your side. And that's what a fiduciary is. The certified financial fiduciary is the highest level of accreditation you can get as a fiduciary. And that's what I have. I'm also securities licensed and I'm an independent owner of a business, so I'm already a fiduciary. That rule didn't affect me and people who are licensed like me and owners who work with retirees. We're already fiduciaries. We didn't have to be told by the Department of Labor that we have to act in the client's best interest. We're already doing that. But again, they fought it. It's gone. It's dead for now. And as of now, brokers are brokers again, and fiduciaries, if you can find one, is a fiduciary. So here's what I would suggest to people listening. It's real simple. I believe, one, you should be working with a fiduciary, and two is you should ask them, right? And just ask your advisor, are you a fiduciary, yes or no? It's a legal question, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if the answer is, the answer isn't, we try to work in your best interest, or we, you know, want to. And no, the answer is yes or no, and are you willing to put it in writing, right? Because either you're a fiduciary or you're not.
Or you're not.
I would strongly suggest to everyone out there, you know, see if you're working with a fiduciary, and if not, you may want to get a second opinion. And if you call in today, also, Steve, I have a report called The 7 Core Values of a Fiduciary.
Okay.
Which I'm happy to send out, you know, to anyone who calls in. I'll mail it to you in that email, and that may help as well.
Sure. 888-508-2119 is the number you can call, or you can just text us as well, Liberty to 21,000. And you said something else, and again, I know fiduciary is very important, but you also said independent, and that to me, you know, the two go hand in hand. I mean, you've got a world of things to choose from as opposed to, you know, some brokers working maybe in like a big box type outfit. You know, you can choose, pick and choose what mm-hmm. is best for your client.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to show you your options. It's always one thing we like to tell people, Steve, in our practice is it's always okay to say no. And we say that when we meet, we're going to talk about it. This is a place where, you know, we don't have to play games. It's okay to tell me no, but I'm going to tell you what's available. I'm going to show you your options. It's not just one mutual fund or one annuity or one whatever. We're going to show you your options to create that the plan, those three things that you need. There's only so many ways to create income. There's only so many ways to manage risk. A written plan should be something that you literally understand, and we will show you exactly what it looks like when we meet. And we'll go over all that with you. But yeah, we have to show you everything, and that's a big difference between a broker and a fiduciary.
And you're transparent. Anybody who works with you, obviously you get paid for what you do, but your clients know exactly what that is and where it's coming from.
That's right. They do, because we have to disclose all of that. And one thing that I don't do, Steve, even though I can, is I don't charge planning fees. As a fiduciary, there was a time when I did. As a fiduciary, I truly don't think that it's in the best interest of the client to pay a fee and then also have the advisor paid on the back end forever. Our industry, that's the way it works. I mean, we have a nice practice. I don't need to charge a planning fee on top of everything else. We get paid if you become a client. I think that's fair. I think that's a model that I know works for us. And you can always say no. I mean, we're going to do all the work up front, and if you don't like it, don't do it. But I'm going to exactly. show you what's out there. You know, I'm going to show you what you don't know, and to show you what we do.
Well, it's clear, Peter, that you've been doing this a while. I mean, you're very knowledgeable, clearly. And so, how long have you been doing this? How long have you been working with people and helping them get to retirement?
About 20 years or so now. We have our offices here in Ponte Vedra. We used to have one in Jacksonville and one in Amelia Island, but I just ran out of time. So we have our headquarters here in Ponte Vedra, and this is where we work. This is where we live. This is why I own my building. I don't lease it. You know, we live here. Our children are born here. Tony and I have three children. We live in Ponte Vedra Beach, have for since 96.
It sounds like a great place to be, Peter. It really does.
Not this week, because TPC is here. That's a golf tournament.
Yeah, right.
And it's a little busy. It's a little busy, so we can't get to work. We're right near TPC.
Wow.
And my wife, by the way, is part of the practice. She's here every day. Running the business, yeah.
One of the other things I read on your website, you talk about the 5 F's rule. Tell me about that.
Family, faith, finance, fitness, and fun. The 5 F's, right?
I like that. I really like that. And I like the fact that you include fun as far as one of the things that we should do, all of us should do.
Yeah. If you have all those things, I mean, what else do you really need, right?
Right.
In retirement, we talk about how retirement, everything we want is on the other side of fear. You know, that's kind of a saying.
Okay.
And
yep.
people are kind of afraid to do things, afraid to spend money, or afraid to, you know, follow their dream or whatever it might be. And we talk about, you know, retirement doesn't have to be a time of fear and worry and concern. It shouldn't be. This is your final act. And everybody listening knows that life is short. But you want to get it right. And that's what we help you to do, is eliminate the fear of the risks we're talking about, Steve. Those are the things that you should be afraid of. Let's be afraid in retirement of things we can fix. Because what's going to happen is eventually we're going to start losing our health. And then we're going to get closer to our faith and our family and our kids. And the mutual fund's not going to matter. It's not going to matter what money we have when that happens. What's going to matter, what's most important, is your life. And, you know, one thing this generation has taught me working in this with this generation is don't fall in love with your investments. That's a bad move. Get a plan and enjoy your life. That's what we say all the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, but that emotional attachment, that's tough. But again, that's where you come in, because, you know, you can see things differently than I would, just from an emotional standpoint. You don't, you know what I mean? You take the emotion out of it and look at it realistically.
Well, to the client who walks in, their money, that it's very emotional.
Of course.
To me, it's logic and it's math and logic. I have to make the numbers work. So we can marry the two and meet and make sense out of, you know, deal with the emotional side of it, which really is a fear of running out of money. That's kind of the emotion, or a fear of not ending up like your parents, or a fear of whatever. You know, we can help eliminate that by just having a plan.
Well, I tell you what, Peter, you said something right then that really kind of struck a chord with me, and that is that putting this together is math and logic. I mean, the two, wow, never thought of it that way, but what a great way to look at it.
Yeah, and when we go through the process, we look at the math, we look at the numbers, we look at the income, how much you can get, how much you need to live on, whatever it might be. And once people understand the math part of it a little better, they really let their guard down and start to relax and say, this is exactly what I'm looking for. You know, I tell people, when you come in here, you're looking for a retirement plan, man, today you came to the right place, because we know what we're doing and we can help. And that's what we do.
Well, and again, you're offering folks a chance to come in today and sit down with you and really begin to map out a plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you'd like, there's a few things that we can do. One is we can stress test your portfolio. I'm happy to do that. Give us a call. You can email us stuff and we can get started, or we'll just meet in the office for 45 minutes and see if we might be a good fit. But give us a call. I'll do a complimentary consultation, and it won't change from what I show you. There's not going to be a bait and switch. This is what we do. And at the next meeting, this is what we do. It's not going to change. I'm going to show you exactly what we do for our clients. And if you like it, I'm going to invite you to join us.
That sounds great, Peter. Here it is, folks. Come on in, sit down, and begin to put that financial roadmap together, or get that second opinion that you've been meaning to do. Peter LaLiberty can really translate a lot of complex financial world, whether it's Social Security or whether it's income. Any way you look at it, they can help make it clear and easy to understand. So you'll get that true practical financial review. It's a phone call away, 888-508-2119. You're going to get that comprehensive financial review and so much more. And it's going to show you where you are right now, yes. But then when you leave, you're going to have what amounts to be a roadmap. Maybe think of it like a GPS, turn-by-turn directions to help get you where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 888-508-2119. 888-508-2119. Again, 888-508-2119. Or you can simply text the word Liberty to 21000. That's Liberty to 21000.
Coming up next on Retire Now Radio, our final segment today, let's talk about Social Security income, how it works, why it's important, and a very special offer when we're done on Retire Now Radio.
A mounting national debt and the growing liabilities of Social Security and Medicare are straining federal finances. How these challenges are resolved remains unknown, but higher taxes, along with means testing Social Security and Medicare, are obvious possibilities for policymakers. Whatever tax rates may be in the future, taxes can be a drag on your savings and may adversely impact your retirement security. Moreover, any reduction of Social Security or Medicare benefits has the potential to place a further strain on your retirement. Consequently, you'll need to be ever mindful of a changing tax landscape and strategies to manage their impact.
We are back. Retire Now Radio is the program. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Peter LaLiberty is here. Peter is North Florida's leading retirement specialist, and again, specializing on that retirement part. President, CEO of Liberty Advisory Group, certified financial fiduciary, and Social Security. We touched on this a little bit earlier, but it really is a complex, you know, sort of a road to travel. And you know, I mean, people say, well, I'm gonna retire at 62. Of them take Social Security because I can. And that isn't necessarily the best reason.
Yeah, we see that a lot. So as we mentioned earlier, we do a lot of Social Security workshops, educational workshops every month.
Right.
And the reason is, here's the main, there's two reasons really. As an income planner, right, all I've ever in the past, before we became really educated on Social Security, mm-hmm. there was only two pieces of advice people ever got in regard to Social Security. One is they were told, hey, take it while you can. Get it at 62. Take it before the government takes it back, right? And the other piece of advice they got was figure out how long you're going to live and when you're going to break even and take it. And you know what, Steve? Neither one of those are a strategy. That's just someone who doesn't know what they're talking about giving, you know, advice that they shouldn't be giving because it's not advice.
Exactly. Exactly.
However, in 2015, there were some sweeping changes to Social Security that eliminated some of the strategies. So there's not that many anymore. But it's still something you have to get right. And as a planner, I have to talk about Social Security and I have to help you to maximize, if possible, Social Security because it's such a big... Yeah, it's such a big income asset. It's an income that is forever. It goes up in value with COLA. It's tax efficient to some extent. And, you know, you better get something like that right.
Yeah.
Know, because there's nothing else like it. Right?
Absolutely.
So, but you know what? When you talk about Social Security and Medicare and taxes, as an advisor, there's no money in that, right? Nobody makes a living. So they don't want to talk. So most brokers don't want to bother to get educated or deal with it because there's no money in it. But as a planner, we lead with Social Security because we've got to get that right first. In many cases, if we can't get that right, we can't help in other ways either. So here's what we're telling people now. It used to be that Social Security had all these strategies and you could do things like file and suspend and spousal and all this stuff you can't, you know, do as much anymore. It used to be, let's make sure we get that right and then deal with the rest of your plan.
Sure.
But now it's the other way around. It's never been more important to get the rest of your retirement plan right outside of Social Security because you don't have all those options anymore.
Right.
And the rules can change. So we got caught in this trap. They changed the rules. And a lot of clients were planning on filing and suspending and doing some of the other stuff that was right in their plan. And now they can't do it because they changed the rules. So we've got to do, as planners, as advisors, we have to know the rules first, not just about Social Security, but about required minimums and anything else the government has in plan for you. And then we have to find a way to do it better. And the way we do it is to have a plan outside of Social Security that's as bulletproof as it can get so that if these changes happen again, you know, we're immune from them to some extent.
Sure.
That's why the planning process is really critical. From a Social Security standpoint, though, if someone hasn't saved any money for retirement and they're relying solely on Social Security as their income source,
yes,
there's nothing that I can do. That the only answer is that person must take Social Security as soon as they retire, and that's going to be a tough retirement.
Yeah.
Just Social Security. Really tough. But, you know, we're going to have that conversation. So today, anybody who wants to call in and come in, I will do our Social Security maximization report for you, show you all your options. And we'll talk about the formula, too, as well, for income. And if that makes sense, we'll dig deeper. But at a minimum, I can show you your Social Security options and help any way that I can, talk about taxation of Social Security, widow's benefits, divorce benefits, whatever it might be. And we can figure out together the best option for you, or at least what all the options are.
Well, now, this goes with a couple as well, because, I mean, again, when if it's a couple, there's even more ways that you can claim and things that you can strategize that still makes sense. Not that there one not as much as there once was, but there are still some things that can be done with a couple that can be helpful.
There sure are. I mean, with couples especially, you'd be surprised so taking your benefit at 62, it represents about a 25% reduction from your full retirement benefit, but it represents about a 50% reduction from your age 70 benefit.
How much? 50%?
The difference between your age 70 benefit and 62 benefit is about 50%.
Wow.
It's not the 25% that they say. The 25% is based on your age 66 benefit or 67, depending on when you're born.
Sure.
That's your full retirement benefit. But the penalty is much higher than 25% based on the full pension that you've earned, right? The full pension that someone has earned in Social Security is age 70, right? That's mm-hmm. a long time to wait, but that's what you're entitled to. So any reduction should be based off of that value, not off of 66.
Ah,
so that's what we talk about.
Very
it's a
good.
Huge hit, right?
Yes.
But when we're working with couples, Steve, you'd be surprised how often it makes mathematical sense for one of them to start earlier and one of them to wait. So quite often it makes sense for one of them, sometimes both. If we're talking about tax planning and we're talking about income planning, the process that we go through, the Liberty formula, the answer will come out. And sometimes it's okay it makes sense to take it earlier sometimes if the math works.
Right.
Right? Here's the problem that you know people face. Most people get 6 to 62 and they take it without any thought. And then they get, you know, they're taking a huge reduction. They realize it was a mistake. You can't fix it. For the most part, once you start, you're kind of stuck. You can't earn that much. You got tax issues. So all of that really requires consideration. And if the answer is, hey, take it, the answer will pop out. And we can just say, okay, what if you take it at 64? What if you take it at 67? What if you, you know, how's it going to affect your plan? And if the answer is it's not, then you want to take it sooner.
Sure.
And that's kind of the end result of a plan, is let's figure out, you know, all of your income and where in there does Social Security fit.
Well, let me ask you this. So if 62, if someone has, you know, someone filed for Social Security at 62 and they talk with you and they realize, oh, my goodness, I've made a big mistake. Is there anything that can be done?
Well, if it's within 1 year, you can reverse it. You have to pay it all back.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Very few people have done that. You can waive your benefit. You can stop getting it. So here's an example. Let's say somebody from 62 to 65, you have an earnings test, and then which means you can only earn so much or they'll reduce your benefit. From 65 to 66, that goes up quite a bit to about $45,000 before you get penalized. And then from 66 on, there's no penalty. You can earn all you want. So let's say someone takes it at 62. You know, they can only earn about $17,000 a year, then they're going to get penalized.
Sure.
So they go back to work at 63, let's just say.
All right.
So that you can waive your benefit, you can stop getting it, and then at 66, it'll begin going up again. So you can always stop it, right? But you can't reverse it after the first year.
Aha. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Absolutely. So, yeah. I mean, you know, a friend of mine retired, and he retired at full retirement and started taking Social Security, and then he got a job offer to go be a consultant that was going to pay up, you know, a lot of money. So what should he do?
Well, he should waive his benefit and stop getting it.
Sure.
Because they're going to withhold it anyways.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you earn too much,
then there's a dollar for every two you make. They withhold. And when you earn about $40,000 in regular income, there's no benefit. There's no, it disappears. So in his case, if he's under 66, he can waive it.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I mean, again, and I know that you were talking about, you said that you had some case studies, if you will. Maybe you'd share one of those.
Yeah, I just met with a couple earlier today. There's an age difference, and they fall under two different rules. So if someone was born after January 1st, 2006, if they were 62 after January 1st of 2016, mm-hmm. they have one set of rules, which is the old rules for the most part. And that one of them was in those rules. And the spouse was not. He was younger. So she's 67, hasn't started yet. She didn't realize that she can still fall under the old rules. She can get a restricted application for spousal benefits. She can get a spousal benefit under the old rules as long as he starts his. So that's what they're going to do.
Oh,
what
wow.
that means is for the next 3 years, she's going to get about $1,800 a month, and or $18,000, about $1,500 a month for the next 3 years, mm-hmm. which is half of his full benefit. He's going to start his benefit early, and then at 70, she's going to switch to her own, which will be over $3,000.
Wow.
So she's going to be able to collect an extra $50,000 or so over the next 3 years, not touch her benefits, still get an 8% increase every year for 4 years, and then switch over at age 70. That's something that very few people know. And
right.
I think that's going to make a big difference in their lives.
Absolutely. So the Social Security maximization, that's what's on the table right now. If anybody wants to give us a call and come on in, right?
Yeah, come on in. We'll run the Social Security report for you, show you your options, and see if we can help any way we can. But I want to stress, you have to get Social Security right because it's such a good deal. And there are you have 96 different values because from 62 to 70, your benefit will go up every month for 8 years. So you have 96 values. We can pick the right one, help you to pick the right one.
Yeah. Boy, folks, again, if we piqued your interest in just in Social Security alone, that's reason enough to give us a call. And again, the stress test of your plan, that's also available for you. All no cost, no obligation. It's a chance to come on in and put that financial roadmap together once and for all. Peter the Liberty can really translate for you a lot of complex financial world into something that you'll understand and have it make sense. It's just a chance for you to get that practical financial review. So give us a call, 888-508-2119. You're going to get that comprehensive financial review, the stress test, the Social Security maximization, all of that and more. And you're going to find that when you leave, you're going to have what amounts to be a roadmap, a guide that can really help get you where you need to be when it comes to retirement. All a phone call away right now, 888-508-2119. Again, 888-508-2119. Or you can simply text the word Liberty to 21,000. That's Liberty to 21,000. And Peter, again, what a fun way to spend an hour. I learned an awful lot about mm-hmm. you and about Social Security, all about it all. And again, we're going to keep doing this every week.
Yeah, let's do it. Thanks, everyone, for listening today. I appreciate it. Let's make your retirement a masterpiece. We can do it. God bless, and thanks for your time.
All right. I like that idea a lot. And again, thanks for listening, folks. And again, we're going to be back again next week. We'll have new topics, new information right here on Retire Now Radio with Peter the Liberty.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter LaLiberty nor his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're seeing some major delays on the Buckman Bridge because of a crash there on I-295 southbound, blocking two separate lanes. Also delays because of an accident on I-10 eastbound before McDuff, and congestion I-95 northbound at the Fuller Warren Bridge to the ramp at I-10. Breezy this afternoon, tonight partly cloudy, low 61, Friday mostly sunny, high 84.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877